So thank you very much. This was a morning after show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. Next week we have a exclusive interview with this man, Chris Morey. Exclusive interview from LA, and Kyle Fury from Los Furios is gonna be here. Stick around. Mantis Cabinet, hosted by Alex, is next. I'll see you next week. Go cling to someone else instead, and get it through your head. Ex-darling, 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 yeah.
Next thing is from a previous incarnation of the band called Antique Seeking Nuns, but the song's called Earth Song. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair and play awesome music. Like, that last track was awesome. That was by a band called Sanguine Hum. I had to look up what a sanguine was. It's either cheerfully optimistic or a blood red color. A little bit of irony in the definition, maybe. But nonetheless, these guys are from Oxford, England, and they kind of were in a band called Antique Seeking Nuns, which is an awesome name, and then they switched to Sanguine Hum. I don't know. Good stuff. Very good stuff. And, yeah, that was that song. I don't really have much else to say on that other than our next track is going to be completely different. Because I make the playlist, and I don't have to stick to themes if I don't want to. So here we go. This is Towering Vertical by Ian William Craig from the album Cloud Marks. This is some ambient stuff, and this is quite good. So enjoy. Alright, I told you that would be ambient. That was Towering Vertical, again from the album Cloud Marks by Ian William Craig. He is local-ish, I don't know how local, but like within the province. His interests include Seinfeld, Friends, and The Mighty Boosh are three TV shows he likes on his Facebook page, just in case you want to know something about him. Oh, that and he has a hat. Perhaps two. But at least one. Unless he's borrowing his friend's hat for that picture, in which case he doesn't have a hat. But that's about really all I know about the guy. That and he released a really good, actually, ambient album. But that's neither here nor there. Well, no, that's very relevant. But anyway, check it out. Up next, Ben Folds 5 released a new album and announced that they're getting back together for a tour, which is epic because they haven't been around for like 10 years or something, at least, maybe 8, something along that. A long time. And Ben Folds has been doing his own like solo stuff. But the old crew got together and released an album, and this is the track Draw a Crowd.
Something was on my doorstep. What's this I'm holding? Time capsule order, 'cause I'm a brand new man, and I don't think I want it. I don't think I want it. A row of flags hanging behind me, a garden of mics and crashes and photo flashes blinding.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm using the power of the internet to access the World Wide Web on my laptop computer.
Looking for an upgrade? The UBC Bookstore has educationally priced computers and software, including the latest Apple, Lenovo and more. A huge selection of laptop and tablet accessories competitively priced with the big box stores. Come by and check out the lowest priced Macs in Vancouver. The UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
All right, and in case anyone has forgotten, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So that was just Ben Folds 5, and so I Googled it, because I don't really know anything, I just have Google in front of me. And their last album came out in 1999, and they released three albums, and they are all awesome. That was like the first band I ever really got into in like music, kind of like the first one that I found, and was like, yeah, this is awesome. That my dad didn't give me. And unfortunately, they were all broken up by the time I liked them, which sucks. But hey, now they're coming back and they're doing a tour through the states, all over that country. I don't know where. Various towns, I assume. And yeah, should be quite good. I hope so. I really want to go to Seattle and see them. If anyone wants to go on a road trip to Seattle to see Ben Folds 5, let me know, because that would be awesome. But anyway, we're gonna switch it up. Not nearly as, like, completely different as I would have liked. This next song is not really similar, but definitely not as terribly segued as the other three tracks were. But anyway, this is Capital Six, a band from Vancouver. They're playing a show on the 31st at the Biltmore. And this is Pretty Lost, off their album Pretty Lost, which came out last year. And yep, here we go.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Capital Six. And you know how, like, 5 minutes ago I was like, I don't actually know anything? Well, I don't. That was the song Playing Dead, not Pretty Lost. I don't know. I wish your mind would Google things for you before you said them. So it's like when people say, think before you talk, you wouldn't need to think. It would just like, Google would think for you, and you just would not make, like, an idiot of yourself anymore. But that might be asking too much from really anything. But nonetheless, that was Capital Six. Quite good. You can download their album off their Bandcamp. Check it out. And go watch their show. Alright, so we are moving away from Canada. And we are going to what I believe is Sweden. I have to double check that. See? Google. Yes. This Swedish band, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, not on purpose. Anglagard? Anyway, they were around in the early 90s and then recently released something. They released an album just last year, well, a few months ago, called Viljens Oga. Again, probably mispronouncing it. And it is really good. So, without further ado, this is the song Sorgmantle by Anglagard. Jeez. It's really good, even though I can't pronounce any of it. But anyway, so enjoy. Thank you. All right. And that was epic, first and foremost. Absolutely epic. But that was the band Anglergard. God, I'm butchering their pronunciation. But they are Swedish, and their last album was released in 1994. So it's been a long time. I can't do the math off the top of my... 18 years! 18 years. Yes. Good job, Alex, with the math. They released two albums, one in 92, one in 94. And then this one came out just last year, like a few months ago. Really cool stuff. I don't know, all their members were off doing like their own things. Sweden is like a mecca of prog. There's a lot of crazy prog that comes out of Sweden. A lot of prog metal too, but I'm not too into that, so it's a little bit unfortunate. But anyway, so for those who are like, why did he play a 12-minute song? It was the shortest song on the album. I tried to mix up my playlist as much as I can, and I wasn't going to play half the song. I was thinking about it, but I was like, that's like cutting a baby in half. Or, I don't know, kicking an old person. It's not cool. It's really not cool. So you got to listen to the entire thing. It was epic. And yeah, that was Sorg Mantel off the album Viljens Oga. God, I don't know. I don't know if you can even really Google that. But really good stuff. Also, I looked up, the song was called a Sorg Mantel. I looked up what that is. It's a type of butterfly, it seems, although the entire the entire page is in Swedish, so I can't read it. I mean, I can see the pictures, and I can recognize a word like insecta or ecology, but, oh, Europa, sorry, Europe in Sweden, Swedish is Europa. That's all I got, but it's a butterfly. Pretty cool stuff. So we're going to move it back. This is hilarious. I found this the other day. This is the lead singer from Tokyo Police Club, Graham Wright, and his solo album, which is hilarious. You decide in what way, but I thought it was just hilarious. So this is Graham Wright's song, Heavens Just for the Movie Makers. Many lives. And that was Graham Wright, or White Wright, off his album Shirts vs. Skins. That came out in 2010. 2010, I just found it recently. It's really different from the rest of Tokyo Police Club, which their last album actually was just 2 years ago now, 2011. I used to listen to it. Their older stuff is really good. I haven't really listened to their newer stuff. But it was kind of like when I found out the guy from Blue's Clues released an album. It's just really funny. Also, by the way, the guy from Blue's Clues, his album's actually quite good. It's really different from his work as Steve, the Blue's Clues guy, who just talks to a cartoon for his entire life. also, fun little fact, Tokyo Police Club was from Newmarket, Ontario, which has the lovely nickname from those who are there as Spew Market in Ontarible. Spew Market Ontarible, for those who really don't like Newmarket. I thought that was witty. I don't really have one for Toronto in, like, I don't know, just Ontarible. But anyway, moving on, this next track is by one of my favorite bands. They released just a new album. It's not nearly as good as their other stuff, which is a disappointment. But I intend to listen to the album until I like it, so I really have no other option. This is the Helio Sequence, off their new album, what is it? Negotiations. And this is the song Harvester of Souls. Enjoy!
Played me for the fool, restful ways of plenty there, knowing what you knew, arrested in the night, but I guess that's what you get for. Thank you.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk build. This is the house that funk build.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
All right, and so, again, yet again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was just the Helio Sequence with their track Harvester of Souls, completely different to their old stuff. I thoroughly recommend checking them their old stuff out. Really good stuff. The drummer had a stint with Modest Mouse, so you know he's epic, pretty much. But yes, that was that. Up next, I've got... There was a band I found called Young Canadians. I think that what it's called, Young Canadians. And I just recently watched a new reality show about kids from Ontario and the stupid shit they were up to. I was not impressed. Not impressed at all. They were, like, doing really stupid stuff, like putting Vaseline all over their hair and lighting it on fire. I was like, nah. Nah, not entertaining. So I'm hoping this band of Young Canadians can do better than covering your hair in Vaseline and lighting it on fire. God, that was stupid. But anyway, hopefully this will be good. This is Young Canadians.
Of my beliefs, an instrument of my.
All right. And so this comes to the end of my show. I'll leave you with one last track by Vancouver band Peace off their album The World Is Too Much With Us. Depressing, but whatever. This is the track Tattoo. Oh, I spelt tattoo wrong. Jeez. All right, I told you I didn't know anything. Anyway, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet, and this is Peace. Enjoy!